Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival, here again in our studio in Torino with Grace Glowicki, now as a director and actress, and Tito.
Thank you for having me again.
Good morning. There are many issues that I would like to talk to you about your film, but I would like to start with, why did you choose to play in it as a guy?
Great question. Difficult question. I wanted to... First, the way that I start to develop characters is usually there's an emotion or a feeling that I'm interested in exploring. So for this film, it was sort of a blend of fear and anxiety. And the way that I develop characters is often just thinking about that feeling and then allowing it to affect my body and then slowly sort of developing the character from there. And to my surprise, the character was emerging as a male character, which is something that I've always allowed myself to do. My friend Harry Chepka and I, when we first started making comedy videos and stuff, like, I often would play a male character or a female character, an older character, younger character, so I never felt bound by the limits of my biology in terms of what I was allowed to express. So the character emerged as male, and so I just kind of went with it. And then in terms of the politics of the films, like when I would later cerebralize it, I was exploring female fear of living in a threatening male world. So cerebrally, it checks out in some kind of sort of strange way. But really, it came about naturally.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Because Tito is this guy that lives alone in a house, completely terrified of what happens outside, because
yes,
he suffered a violence earlier in his life, and this change completely his approach to life and to human beings and to the world outside. And we can say this is a kind of weird buddy movie kind of film, because
yeah,
he has this connection, an imposed connection with his neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And this neighbor is the one that is able to pull him out of his own cage, you know, but still there is an ending that is strange, because you mean you built up the film from darkness to light, but then when we get to when the next step should be complete light, then the character stops there and couldn't make it, or we don't know if he can or we can't, but anyway, is the struggle is still there. It's not something that he has overcome. Maybe it's a silly question, because it would be much easier for you and for like the genesis of the film, basically, to go one step further for the fantastic happy ending. But you decided to step one to wait for that. Why did you did this choice?
Well, the character that you're talking about arrives as kind of a savior character.
Yeah.
And he seems to offer all the solutions to all of Tito's problems. It's not that simple.
No, exactly.
And he reveals his motives are actually about control. He's more interested in controlling someone than really helping them. That's why it doesn't resolve in a happy ending, because Tito hasn't learned how to navigate his emotions independently.
Yeah.
He kind of is relying on this other person.
Yeah, basically, it goes from his own control to another person's control, but still controlled.
Totally. He's still controlled, and he still hasn't learned agency. And the film is really a tragedy, and I was interested in exploring tragedy, because I think sometimes people get caught in cycles, and I was curious to explore watching someone just be trapped in a cycle and spiraling further and further down. So it's definitely not a happy ending.
No, definitely not happy. No, but there is some hope at some point, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, for us watching, say, okay, so maybe it won't be that easy, but still, you can make it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which were your references in terms of aesthetics, if you had any, while shooting the film?
Well, oddly enough, one of the references was Gaspar Noé's film Love.
Mm-hmm.
I really just appreciate how often literal his lighting choices are and how bare his set design in that film often is. And the lighting choices are often made in that film not based off of realism, but based off of the emotions in the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You use colors a lot.
Yeah, so. I really love colors, I think, because Tito is a silent character, so I knew in order to convey his experience, I needed to make the film as visceral as possible. So I knew I had to make the sound design really intense, the music really intense, the color really intense, and the cutting style really intense. And I wasn't afraid of being obvious in any of those choices. Because the film is a little experimental, I definitely wasn't worried about making nuanced choices with all of that. I was quite interested in exploring something
obviously
literal.
Because he cannot be nuanced, Tito himself.
Yeah.
Because he's like kind of a straightforward, kind of a square
totally
approach to life. So he cannot be, I mean,
totally.
The narrative has to be square as he is.
Yeah.
Why Tito?
The name?
Yeah.
It's interesting. That character came from a different sketch that I had explored with my friend Harry Chepka and Ben Petrie also. We did a little short film in a day on my birthday. It was my birthday and I wanted to make a film. That's what I wanted to do. And so we kind of cobbled together this strange day production of a film where we explored this character who is an acid dealer, who is also a male character named Tito. And then that, as what happens often in our group, a character will start and then it will evolve into something different, but the name remains the same. So that's Tito started as a different character and then somehow evolved into this other Tito that has a few similarities, but also not many.
Mm-hmm. One last question on your performance. It's you, because now that we know you, we recognize you, but it's not you. You have some. You change your face a little bit, and you also acquire a certain approach, like physical approach, as you were saying. But I was talking. I wanted to ask you about the prosthetics and the face. Was it something that was annoying while you know acting, and why you decide that you need to do that?
Well, there's no prosthetics on the face. It's just sideburns.
Oh, okay.
So there's a bit of makeup, a bit of under-eye makeup to make me look a little more sickly and a little more tired. And then these sideburns glued on. But no proper aesthetics, prosthetics, pardon me.
But you know, your face looks really, really different.
Yeah.
This is what I asked, because it looks like you add something on.
Yeah, I think I have kind of a gummy face. Like, I think I'm able to move my face quite expressively when I want to, and I think that's one of my strengths as an actor, is I'm able to really be hyper expressive in a kind of like literal, almost clownish way. So that's something I'm really interested in exploring, because it's not attractive. It's not a beautiful thing, but I find it quite almost grotesque, and I quite enjoy exploring that mode of
which
performance.
Which was perfect for that role.
Thank you.
I think that also, there is this fake that Tito always has his head bent down and look from back up. So this change the expression of your face a lot as well. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Grace Glowicki, director of Tito, here at the Torino Film Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.